It's Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. This is actually my first blog of 2015, so I want to take the opportunity to say Happy New Year to anybody who's listening to this. I hope everyone's had a really good festive period. I've had a good Christmas, marred slightly by a bout of being not very well, but on the whole, a good Christmas. I worked all the way up to and including Christmas Eve, although Christmas Eve at my office, they hold a kids' Christmas party, so all the employees are allowed to take their kids into work with them, and there's breakfast laid on in the canteen, and face painting, and cupcake decorating, and a children's entertainer, and a visit from Santa, so there's lots and lots of stuff for the kids to do. It was a good day. I took both my kids in and they both had a lovely time. And because it's Christmas Eve, we get sent home early because they don't insist that we stay for the whole day. So we headed home about lunchtime. So Christmas Eve doesn't really count as a normal working day, but I was working up to that point. But the week between Christmas and New Year, I had the whole week off. So I only went back to work on Monday this week. And I had a bit of a gentle easing back in because on Monday I only worked for a half day and then I had the afternoon off. And so when I do a half day, I tend to work from home just because it, you know, it means I don't lose a large chunk of my working day to commuting. So I worked from home on Monday morning and then had the afternoon off. So I was only properly back in the office yesterday, and it does feel like I've had a nice long break. I'm feeling relaxed and cheerful and ready for the new year. I'm slightly behind on catching up with everybody's audio booths because I haven't been driving around very much. But I have been doing quite a big binge listen recently, so I've been listening to lots of people talking about what they did in 2014 and what their goals are for 2015. So people like the lovely Simon and Yana, SM2N and JN2N, and Pilgrim Chris and Paul Omani. I'm sure there are some other people in there as well that I've been listening to. And obviously I want to send much love and support to good friend Bernie Goldback, who is top gold on all good social networks and is currently back home in the States with his very, very sick mother. So Bernie, my thoughts are with you. But yeah, it's been lovely to hear everybody's voices. I do love listening to you guys. I do try, where possible, to comment on the boos that I've listened to, where I have something to say. It's not every one of them, but where I do have something to say, I try to comment, but because of the limitations of the way that I listen to boos, obviously I pull them all down into Downcast rather than listening to them in the app. So if I do want to comment, I then have to go into the app and try and find the right boo in the app, which is a challenge all of itself, and then comment and then hope the app doesn't crash when I publish the comment. So it's quite challenging commenting on other people, but I just want to you guys to know, you know, Big Rick, all one word, and Top Gold and Slandy and Amani Blog and SM2N and JN2N and Thermal Satsuma and so many other guys. I'm sure I will have forgotten other guys in there as well, but you know, guys, I am listening. I do love listening to your audio. I haven't made New Year's resolutions for 2015. It's the first year I'm trying something different. Usually I make New Year's resolutions. They're inevitably things like lose weight, get fit, make more money. I inevitably don't seem to succeed. So I'm doing a thing, and I think it was Paul Omani, but please forgive me if it wasn't. I'm choosing a word to set my direction for the year, and I'm sure it was Paul who has actually chosen three words, but I've just chosen one word, which will be kind of my guiding principle throughout the whole of 2015, and that will be, you know, dictating the decisions that I make, the way that I do things. And my word is move. And it's interesting. I have been aware of people doing this thing where they choose a word rather than specific targets or goals for a few years now. And I've always been slightly puzzled and gone, but how do you find a word? You know, how do you make this decision? How do you come up with it? And I was reading various different people talking about their words for 2015. And the word move literally just popped into my head. And I was like, do you know what? That is absolutely the perfect word for me for 2015. Because primarily, I want to move more in a very literal sense. You know, I am coming back to the get fit and lose weight thing. I don't move enough in any way. I don't walk enough. I don't exercise enough. And my problem has always been A, finding the time. But I think more than that, it's finding something I enjoy enough to make the time. I think that's the way that I need to look at it. And last year, I kind of rediscovered my love of dance. I took part in a flash mob dance in September, which we trained for throughout the summer. And I just, it was the first time I'd danced in years and years, having been a very keen dancer as a child. And I kind of came back to it going, you know what, I can do this, and I enjoy doing this, and I love music, and I love the movement with music. And, you know, that kind of has to be the exercise that I'm prepared to make the time to do. So my primary goal really is to find some adult dance class that I can go to. And I'm considering Zumba, which seems to be the latest thing at the moment. I'm considering perhaps tap. I don't know. I'm still trying to find what classes are when and where I can shoehorn them into my lifestyle. But I'm determined, and more determined than ever. And I think because I've found movement that I'm keen to do. But aside from the very literal interpretation of the word move, there's also a number of other things that I want to achieve in 2015, which kind of circle around moving as well. I've got a number of projects I want to move forward with. Interestingly, in a world where pretty much all the bloggers I know are saying, I'm going to get into video, 2015 is the day I crack YouTube, I'm sitting here going, everything I want to do this year is podcasting. You know, I want to get Parental Geekery, which is the podcast I do with my husband, John. I want to get that onto a solid weekly schedule. I have another podcast brewing, which I want to launch. I've got the domain name for that. I know what it's going to be. I know the format. I need some art and some design, and I need to just get on and do it. So that's something I want to move forward with. I want to continue moving forward with audio blogging. I love audio blogging. I find it so much easier than written blogging, I have to say. So again, I want to keep my audio blogging moving forward in some way. So that's all kind of my personal goals in that space. But 2015 is also hopefully going to be a significant year for the family, because it's the year that I'm going to move us all, for a week at least, across the channel to France for what I hope will be a holiday of a lifetime at Disneyland Paris. Booked at the back end of last year, need to pay the deposit next month, but that's planned and going to happen, and I'm so keen for it to happen while the kids are still young enough for it to be a little bit of magic for them, for it to be something they remember. And hopefully, you know, David will be almost 5, Catherine will be 7.5. I'm hoping that's the age that they will remember it, and it will be something they look back on really fondly. And I just want to make sure that I'm making the most of each day. And again, I frequently find myself at the end of a day when it's the evening just sitting down, noodling around in front of social media and not actually achieving anything. And, you know, my goal will be, if I'm doing that, I will just say, come on, Ruth, move. And that will spark me to do something productive with my time. So that's why I've chosen my word for 2015, and that's what I'm thinking about when I'm setting that. So I'm running out of time, I can see. I'm getting closer to work, so I just want to say, you know, thank you to you guys who have listened to me through 2014 and before. Looking forward to spending a lot of time in the audio space in 2015, and hope that I will be connecting with you guys in that regard. So thanks a lot, guys. Wishing you all the best for 2015, and I will talk to you really soon. Bye for now.